From Tibbetts on February 20th, 2012, this is OS X 10.8 Mountain Lion Stalks iOS, written by Rich Mogul. Starting February 16th, 2012, Apple has made available a developer preview of OS X 10.8 Mountain Lion, dropping the word Mac from the name in the process, and announcing plans to release the new operating system this summer or winter for our friends in the Southern Hemisphere. This upgrade from 10.7 Lion to 10.8 Mountain Lion isn't meant to be a major overhaul like the one we saw moving from 10.6 Snow Leopard to 10.7 Lion. The core user experience remains largely the same, with a series of enhancements that build on changes made in Lion. Since Mountain Lion is only in pre-release, you shouldn't take this article as a review. Not all of the features were enabled in the demonstration system provided to me by Apple, and much is likely to change before it's released to the public. Living in the iCloud. Mountain Lion unifies the experience between iOS and the Mac while still maintaining those differences that are important to each platform. Notably, iCloud becomes the glue of the Apple ecosystem, playing a stronger role than we've seen before. For example, the first time you set up a user account, Mountain Lion prompts you for iCloud credentials and loads all your information and even Mac App Store purchases, unless you use a different Apple ID for iCloud and Mac App Store purchases. In a nice return to the days of MobileMe, you can even synchronize your mail, contacts, and calendar accounts if they have been configured on another Mountain Lion using Mac connected to your iCloud account. Oh, and iCal and Address Book have been renamed to match iOS, so they're now Calendars and Contacts. iCloud's Documents in the Cloud service brings several enhancements. For example, in a demo by Apple, I saw that as you edit a document on an iOS device, the updates are immediately pushed to a Mac version of the document, even if it's open in the application. And Mountain Lion debuts a new document library where you can choose between iCloud documents and local files. Mountain Lion also brings over more features from iOS while tuning them to better work with a desktop operating system. While this includes some apps, the more important changes are three new system-wide features: Notifications, Share Sheets, and Twitter. Notification Center. In the short time I've used Mountain Lion, I found Notification Center to be highly useful, even if only a few applications support it. A notification is a brief message that appears on screen, alerting you to something like a new incoming text message, a calendar event, or the next move in a multiplayer game. Fortunately, notifications are highly configurable, so you can control which aspects of your digital life become notifications. At the moment, Notification Center offers two types of notifications: banners that appear for a short time before drifting off, and alerts that stay until you click to close them or jump into the alerting application. To see your notifications, use a two-finger swipe from the edge of a trackpad or click the small notification icon located on the far right of the menu bar. Your desktop slides a bit to the left to show a column of notifications in exactly the same style as the iOS Notification Center. It's an extremely intuitive action and nice for glancing at things like new email messages or calendar appointments. Since Apple Mail is likely to be a heavy pusher of notifications, it gains a new favorites mark, so you can pick which contacts messages trigger notifications. This is also used in the Share Sheets you discussed below. At first, I thought that bringing Notification Center to OS X would mean the end of the popular Growl notification tool, but the more I use Notification Center, the more I think that Growl retains an important role for those of us who need more flexibility in how notifications appear or advanced functions like sending notifications across computers. As with most of the features I discuss in this article, Apple is supporting notifications with a new API for developers, so that developers can integrate notifications into their own programs. Share Sheets. The new Share Sheets feature adds a button to the supporting apps to send the current item to another application. This feature functions like the Open In feature in iOS, enabling you to share content directly between applications without cutting and pasting. It's kind of a simplified services menu item, and will hopefully see more use than services. Share Sheets focuses on photos, videos, links, and documents, and enables you to share to other applications and online services, and even send files directly to AirDrop. Share Sheets are context-aware, so if you are sharing a note, you can send it to mail or messages, but not to iPhoto. For files in the Finder, you can share directly from Quick Look windows. And if you are on a web page, you can, with a few clicks, share the full page in an email message or as a link in Twitter. Did I mention Twitter? Twitter, Safari, and web sharing. As with iOS, Twitter is integrated deeply into Mountain Lion. Once you add your Twitter account in the updated Mail, Contacts, and Calendars preference pane, you can send content right to Twitter using Share Sheets. See a web page you like? You no longer need to cut and paste into your favorite Twitter application, but can instead send it directly from Safari. There's also integration with your contacts, although I have to figure out how that works. when you create a new tweet, an input window pops up in whatever window you are in, instead of switching to a Twitter app, and you can choose to reveal your location down to the city level. Apple also added support for Flickr and Vimeo accounts for photo and video sharing, along with support for some of the most popular Chinese photo and video sharing services as a part of a series of system-wide enhancement for Chinese Mac users, showing how seriously Apple takes that market. Safari steals a cue from Google Chrome and finally moves to a single address bar for search and web addresses. Typing into the address bar will either take you to an address or run a search in the search engine of your choice. When I migrated my user account from a regular Mac, it retained Bing as my preferred search engine. Notes and Reminders. Two iOS applications, Notes and Reminders, make their Mac debut. Notes replaces Stickies and is fully iCloud compatible. Aside from keeping your notes in sync across different devices, Notes on the Mac supports more formatting, embedded images, and even file attachments. Since Stickies is gone, you can now pin a note to the desktop. And, yes, you can choose any font you want. Since Notes on the iOS doesn't yet support this additional formatting, Apple translates the notes so they look appropriate on the smaller device. When I added an image, Notes didn't display it in my iPhone, but I did see an icon that indicated there was an attachment. Reminders also comes to the Mac and maintains nearly the same features as an iOS, minus location-based reminders. Both Notes and Reminders can work with CalDAV to support services other than iCloud. Unified Messaging. Goodbye iChat, hello Messages. According to Apple, there are over 100 million users using iMessage in iOS to send 26 billion messages. Messages completely overhauls iChat and unifies it with the FaceTime video chat app and the Messages text messaging app in iOS. And Messages is now available in beta for Lion users. Aside from the visual improvements, Messages now completely supports iMessage messages on the Mac. This is unified with the other devices, so if someone sends a message to any of your iMessage mail addresses, it will appear on all devices at once. Messages sent directly to your phone number and not to an email address appear only on your iPhone. You can send any attachment up to 100 megabytes, including video. All messages are encrypted from end to end. Messages also supports group messaging, plus all the features of iChat. I was a bit worried that screen sharing would be gone, since that's the only way I can keep certain family members online, but fortunately it's still there. Of all the changes, Messages hammered home to me the power of bouncing between devices without having to think about it. In one day, I tested it across my iPhone, iPad, and Mac, all without caring what was on or off, which app was open or closed. I merely moved from device to device and kept up a consistent conversation. It doesn't matter if someone has an iPhone on an iPhone or a Mac. I can message them, FaceTime them, and exchange files. That's just a small example of the power of the cloud. Gaming gets a power-up. One of the most compelling demonstrations during Apple's briefing was watching a head-to-head real-time race in Real Racing 2, with one user on a Mac and the other on an iPad, and the Mac streaming to a high-definition television. Mountain Lion brings the iOS Game Center to the Mac. Aside from its social features, like finding friends and leaderboards, Game Center adds voice chat, status synchronization, notifications, and cross-platform multiplayer gaming. If your game supports it, you can hop off your iPhone and onto your Mac and pick up right where you left off. And while it isn't related to limited to gaming, the new AirPlay mirroring in Mountain Lion means you can blast your achievements onto the big screen in 720p high definition. When sending to an Apple TV, it will match your max display resolution, or you can set your max resolution to match the TV. I was unable to test this, as AirPlay mirroring informed me that my Apple TV wasn't running the right software version. As a professional speaker, I find AirPlay mirroring from a Mac to a TV interesting, but I would rather send from my iOS device to my Mac, which I would then connect to a conference projector. Then I could wander the stage while writing notes and drawing diagrams from the iPad onto the big screen. Gatekeeper. Gatekeeper is a significant advance in the history of Mac security. Admittedly, I'm somewhat biased, and security is my day job. Nothing can prevent malware from being written, but Gatekeeper should ensure that we never see a Mac malware epidemic. It limits the kind of downloaded applications that will run on your Mac. It's an extension of the file quarantine feature first introduced in 10.5 Leopard, and enables you to limit applications to those that come from the Mac App Store, or a combination of the Mac App Store and identified developers who sign their applications with a digital certificate issued by Apple. For Mac users who want to avoid Trojan horses and other malicious downloads, Gatekeeper is a compelling security option. I've written a detailed description of Gatekeeper in Gatekeeper Slams the Door on Mac Malware Epidemics, elsewhere in Tibbits. The future is the iCloud. Although a lot of the early coverage of Mountain Lion will focus on the influence of iOS on OS X, the real story is the growing role of iCloud. iCloud is the glue holding the Apple ecosystem together. Increasingly, Mac users' settings, data, and communications are stored and managed in iCloud. In The Future is Disposable, back in June of 2011, I wrote, "Many vendors offer tools to host files and backups in the cloud, but Apple is taking iCloud in a totally different direction. Within Apple's ecosystem, the cloud becomes the center of everything, your apps, your data, and your settings. It won't be done by file synchronization that extends our current model of computing, but by baking the concept of cloud access into everything we do at a fundamental level. Our devices finally become tools, not roach motels where the bits check in, but never check out." If Apple pulls this off, it will be one of the most ambitious leaps in the history of consumer technology. Just as the Mac changed desktop computing, the iPod changed the way we listen to music, and the iPhone transformed the mobile phone into something from science fiction, the overlap of iCloud, Lion, and iOS could change everything we know about personal computing. Mountain Lion is the clearest indication yet that Apple shares this vision. If they succeed, how we use our computers, tablets, phones, and perhaps even televisions will never be the same. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile, Intego, and Noteboom Productions. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and huge thanks to Rich Mogul for writing this and the next article, actually, because he was briefed early by Apple, so he saw the stuff when the rest of us hadn't, and he did the work. So huge thanks, actually, Rich. It just makes a big difference.